President of Baseball Operations, David Stearns.
Thanks, Ethan. Thanks for everyone for showing up this afternoon. I'll say a few words and then happy to take any questions. You know, I think whenever the season ends, it's not a lot of fun. It stings. It still stings for me right now, and it will for a little while, and it should. That means we care about it. That means we're doing something important. That means we made it far enough for it to really hurt. I'm also really proud of the group, the entire organization, the effort, the skill that went into getting to where we ultimately got. It certainly wasn't a straight path. It took some moments of real resilience for us to ultimately get there. And I think in some ways that made it a little bit more special and also a little bit tougher when it ultimately ended. And I think some of what we learned this year and maybe some of the identity that we were able to organically create as an organization will serve us well going forward, that we can carry it going forward and can continue to build off of what we did this year. I also am keenly aware that nothing is predetermined. Our success this year does not mean anything for our success next year. We've got work to do. I'm energized by that work as an organization. We feel like we're in a really good spot, and we're ready to go. And we're eager to build off of this and create the type of sustained competitiveness that this organization deserves, that our fan base deserves, and that we believe is attainable. And happy to answer any and all questions.
At this time, please wait for the microphone. There's one on each side. We'll start off with Tony DeComo.
You just mentioned the organic identity that this team had. What is the challenge of, you know, maintaining that and having it be a part of winning culture going forward while also recognizing that you have double-digit free agents? You're going to have to rebuild this roster quite a bit.
Yeah, so every year is going to be different. And the formula is different every single year. The mix is different every single year. That's also an opportunity for us to continue to grow and get better. There are also some key core elements that we can carry forward. The passion with which we played, the fun with which we played, along with the seriousness with which we pursued winning and competed. Those can be constants. Those should be constants, even if the formula and the mix on the field is a little bit different.
And just regarding, you know, probably your biggest free agent, what is your appetite to retain Pete, and how much, if at all, did the last 3 weeks maybe change or alter your opinion of him?
Pete's a great Met. He was right out there right before I came in. I told him I was about to answer a lot of questions about him. He told me good luck. He's a great Met. I hope we have him back. I think we both understand this is a process, and everyone's got their own interests. And Pete deserves to go out into the free agent market and see what's out there, and then ultimately make the best choice for him and his family.
Will?
Hey, David, how do you maybe anticipate balancing how much he means to the franchise versus maybe how a player generally at his position entering his 30s may age?
I think all of that is important. Who Pete is as a person is important. What he means to this franchise is important. Who he is as a player is also important, and what he contributes on the field. There's no magic formula to this. There's no equation that spits out what all of that is for us. And so there's judgment involved. There's evaluating the market involved. And we'll see how this process goes throughout the offseason.
Have you made a decision on whether or not you will hire a GM this time?
I have not made a firm decision. I'm not eager to do it. I think we've got a good group in place here. I'm pleased with the performance that our front office has had. In general, I think we've got a nice leadership team going. You know, if someone were to become available that I think would be really tough to pass up, then I'd certainly consider it. But we're not going to go through and entertain a huge search process here, because I think we've got a pretty good group going.
Mike?
Do you anticipate asking back the entire coaching staff, or do you think there might be some changes there?
At the end of every season, by practice, we're going to go through a little bit of an organizational evaluation period. We're going through that right now. And so not at the point where I can make any declarative statements. I'll say that I was pleased by and large with the performance of our major league staff. And I think we have a lot of good coaches.
Also, you look at your starting rotation. You have three big free agents, three holes there. How do you go about? How do you think you'll go about rebuilding that rotation?
Yeah, this isn't new to us. We faced a similar task last offseason. We're going to have to replace innings. Certainly, part of that could potentially be from some of those guys returning, or we may look elsewhere. But we're going to have to add starting pitching. We're going to have to add multiple starters. We understand that. We went into last offseason with the same. The same need, and I think we'll be able to do it.
Manny?
excuse me. So where do you view some of your pitchers showed a lot of improvement from inside the system, David Peterson, Tyler McGill, Jose Budo. Where do you view them next season? Are they all starters next year? Are they relievers? What's your position on them?
Yeah, I think we'll see how the offseason evolves and where we are in spring training and beyond. And I think one of the things we saw this year and continue to learn is that roles evolve over the course of the season, and a particular pitcher may be a starter in one segment of the season and then pitching high leverage innings out of the bullpen in another, and it could go the other way as well. So all three of those players have demonstrated the ability to both start and relieve at the major league level, and sitting here a couple days after our season just ended, I'm certainly not in a position where I can say what role they're going to fill on our team come spring training or even the regular season.
And just kind of on along the same lines with Ronnie Mauricio, he should be fully ready to go in spring training. Where do you view him moving forward?
I think step one for Ronnie is we need to get him doing baseball activities. You know, we're now working on close to a year without baseball activities. And so, you know, that's our goal as an organization. I do think we're making progress. It has definitely gone a lot slower than we expected. But we need to get him on the field doing baseball activities, and then we can start thinking about what that position distribution might look like.
Peter?
Hi, David. Perhaps just broadly speaking, but how much would you say pitching is a priority this offseason?
Sure. Yeah, pitching's a priority this offseason. I think we're going to have to fill some innings. Again, very similar to what we were facing heading into the offseason last year. I think we'll have the ability to do it. And so I'm looking forward to it.
And then, you know, you mentioned seeing Pete here. Just, I'm interested to know, what were conversations like with him during the season? I mean, were you checking in about contract stuff? Did that come up often? Just what are those conversations like? Contract stuff? Did that come up often? Just what are those conversations like?
No, Pete and I, frankly, have never really talked about his contract, face to face. I think those conversations are best left, generally with the player's representative. But Pete and I talked about the team plenty. He's very invested in our group. Certainly was very invested in this team this year. And obviously got some enormous hits for us down the stretch.
Mark?
I know in this modern era of baseball, versatility is huge. But when you have a kid that's 24 years old that sees the opportunity at third base in Mark Vientos, some of the talk is if Pete leaves, maybe he might shift over to first. Is that putting too much on a kid who's sees the opportunity, played well, his defensive metrics were good, to have to worry about a new position next year if that would be the case?
Yeah, I think we'll cross that bridge when or if we come to it. I think Mark demonstrated the ability to play third base, did a great job this year. You know, at this point, heading into the offseason, I'm certainly not going to speculate or comment on any sort of positional switch.
Tim?
got a lot of money coming off the books this year. You're probably operating with more financial flexibility and freedom than maybe you've ever had before as a lead baseball decision maker. What's the opportunity in that, and then what's the challenge in that as well?
Yeah, we've got financial flexibility. It means that pretty much the entirety of the player universe is potentially accessible to us. That's an enormous opportunity. I envision us taking advantage of that opportunity and being aggressive in certain spaces. We also have to recognize that we want to set up our organizational pattern so that we can invest in free agency, invest where we think we need to complement the club on an annual basis. So you're right. We have a lot of money coming off the books. I would expect us to spend some of that, a good portion of that, to complement our team, to improve our team heading into next year. We're also not going to do anything that hamstrings us in future years and prevents us from continually adding, supplementing to our core group.
Do you have to keep in mind any of the luxury tax threshold numbers in your mind, whether it's the first one, whether it's the one that prevents your draft pick from moving back or anything like that?
I think, look, they all matter, right? Like, they're yes. So the answer is yes. I keep them all in my mind. They all come with different penalties, financial draft pick compensation, potentially international market spending capability. So, yes, all of that is on my mind and will play a part in how aggressive we are in certain spaces.
Laura?
Just presuming that he does mutual interest between in terms of his coming back.
Sure. I Sean's been great here. Not only on the field, but off the field as well. So yes, another player that would be great to have back.
And where do you view, Brett Beatty's role next year?
Yeah, I think that's to be determined. We still have a very high opinion of Brett. I think he is a player who continues to develop his versatility, ability to play multiple positions. And it's probably tough right now, and frankly, maybe even tough at spring training to know exactly where it's going to fit. But he's a very talented player. And as we saw this year, talented players can step up and take advantage of opportunities when they come and become big parts of our team.
Mike?
How do you feel about where your farm system is today compared to 1 year ago?
Yeah, I think we continue to progress in the right direction. I think we're a little bit deeper than we were probably 1 year ago today. Part of that's through continued development of some internal players, and part of that's because we added a whole nother draft class, which is always helpful. We had a lot of injuries in our system this year on the position player front, and so I'm not sure we saw the amount of position player development at the top of the system that maybe we anticipated at the front of the season. But these guys are still good players. Some of them are playing in the fall league right now to get more at bats under their belt. And I would imagine a number of those players from a position player perspective who are generally towards the top of our organizational prospect rankings have a chance to really impact a major league team next year.
And other than Brandon Sproat, who are some of the pitchers maybe that stood out to you that who could be in the mix for jobs next year?
I thought, Blade Tidwell getting to AAA was a big advancement in his development. Nolan McClain having a really nice year getting to AA. And look, we saw elements and certain starts, certain periods of performance from Vassell and Hamill that were also really encouraging. We probably just didn't see the consistency that they or we would have liked. But I still think there's something there with those guys. And so those guys continue to progress. We talk about it all the time. Development is not linear. We don't know exactly when a prospect is going to figure it out to get to the big leagues. But we believe in all those guys.
Will.
David, last offseason, it seemed like based on your comments at winter meetings and at other places, it seemed like there was just that one big shot at a major free agent of long-term contract or significant money. Do you anticipate this market playing out differently in that regard for you?
I don't know. I think it's too early to determine exactly where we're going to take our shots. And so we'll continue to evaluate that plan and that path as we move through the offseason.
Also, last year you had obviously hit on Severino and Minaya. Both of those guys were coming off of injuries or just, you know, down seasons in some instances. Does their success and maybe the identification of those guys, the training staff's work with those guys, increase the appetite for maybe going down that path again with other types of those pitchers?
Look, I think the ability to have pitchers come in and experience success here is important, not only because it reinforces some elements of our processes and maybe helps us understand player identification or keeping players healthy, but also it proves to other players that we have a system here that potentially can help them bounce back, stay healthy, whatever it is for that particular player. So, you know, ultimately it's a credit to Sevy and Sean that they put in the work and they were able to perform over the course of a year. I think those types of deals are always going to be part of our strategy. And so we'll see what's out there this year.
Tony?
Just to follow up on that, I have two follow-ups, but to follow up on that, your track record both here and in Milwaukee, you've never really signed pitchers to long-term deals. How much of that was maybe just financial limitations in Milwaukee, and what is your appetite for doing that if warranted?
In all of these different segments of the player universe, there are no hard and fast rules for me. I really do think we have to take each individual decision, looking at the individual player, to determine whether we think a long-term investment is warranted, is wise, is the best interest of the organization. If we look at the history of long-term investments in pitchers, you know, it is not overwhelmingly a rosy picture, but there are pitchers who have gone into their mid or late 30s and pitched very well. And so if we think we can identify that, then there could be exceptions.
And then just regarding the CBT, is there any realistic world in which you could or would go under it completely, reset it this year? Or just given the nature of your roster, do you kind of have to assume you'll be in one of those teams?
At this point in the offseason, I don't think it's fair for me to speculate on anything. You know, I would expect us to be active in free agency. I would expect us to go out and try to improve this team. Where ultimately our payroll lands, you know, at this point, I really can't say.
Jerry?
Hey, David, two quick ones. First, how are Francisco and Brandon heading into the winter health-wise after what they battled down the stretch for you guys?
Yeah, you know, with both those guys, they kind of both battled through the worst of it while playing and ended the season in a pretty good spot. Brandon was moving pretty well the last couple games. Francisco said he felt mostly normal by the last game. So both those guys are in good shape heading into the offseason.
And you addressed it in your opening comments about the good chemistry they seem to have. What have you learned this year and in your career about clubhouse chemistry and how it's created and how it can maybe sometimes maybe create a result greater than the sum of the parts?
Yeah. Chemistry is really important. Having guys who play hard, I think who genuinely enjoy coming to the ballpark, is very important. It's not always the easiest thing to predict. It's not always the easiest thing to know exactly how a group of players is going to respond to one another. I think as an organization, there are certain things we can do to help encourage that, to be positive, to put players in the best position to succeed. But at the end of the day, it is something that's a challenge a little bit to know exactly how a group is going to mesh.
And when you look at 2024 overall, how you evaluate and what you take it away from the 2024?
Yeah, I think we took a positive step for the organization. We believed all along that we had the ability to compete for a playoff spot, have an exciting September, October, and we did. And so I think that is certainly a positive. I think behind the scenes, under the hood, we put some things in place that will serve us well going forward. Still some work to do in those areas as well. And now it's our responsibility to keep it going. You know, we enjoyed this run. Our fan base enjoyed this run. We have great memories from this run. It's also time for us to begin to move forward and see what we can do to build on this to ensure we have the type of sustainable competitiveness, true sustainable competitiveness that's eluded this organization for a long time.
When you look, Carlos Mendoza job for 2024, how satisfied you feel?
Yeah, Mendy did a tremendous job. And we talked about this throughout the season, just the consistency that he presented himself, his ability to be the same person every day, regardless of what was going on. And that was true when he and I were by ourselves in his office talking through things. And it was true when he was out here in front of you and the cameras. It was the same person, and it was a lot of fun.
Mark?
David, back to Pete for a second. Do you look at Alonzo as a foundational piece for this organization?
Yeah, I think Pete has been absolutely a foundational piece for the organization. He's been a tremendous Met. He's performed at a very high level.
And when you looking into free agency, where does it fall in terms of the line of what a player was and what a player is going to be?
Yeah, look, I think that's always the question. And my job and our job is to put teams together that are going to win going forward. And so we'll continue to evaluate that not only with Pete, but for the entirety of the player landscape and the entirety of our team. And we'll do our best to put a team together that allows us to compete next year and for years to come.
Laura?
Understanding that chemistry is hard to predict, would that ever be a determining factor on whether or not you pursue a certain player in free agency?
Sure, and it has been, absolutely. Yeah, how we think a player is going to mix in our group, how we think a player works off the field, makeup, all that absolutely comes into play and can be a determining factor.
And also, I know that a lot of the bullpen are. Where do you see that unit right now, and do you feel like?
Yeah, bullpens are tricky, and I talked about that a lot, that the bullpens evolve over a course of the year. The bullpen's likely to look different in August, September than it does in April, May. And for us, that was certainly the case. I think ideally you'd have a little bit more continuity from start to finish in a pen. I didn't really anticipate turning over 80% of the bullpen over the course of the year. But that's where we got to. But I do think we have some arms that emerged this year that can complement Edwin, that can be stabilizing forces in our bullpen next year and going forward. And then, yeah, we're going to have to add some pieces as well.
Tim?
Does the financial freedom you talked about earlier, does that make you any less inclined to operate in the trade market at all, or is it kind of business as usual for that?
No, I like operating in the trade market. No, we're gonna be open to every avenue of potential player acquisition.
What's the status for Senga going into the offseason? Is this a normal offseason for him, or does he have to build up his arm?
No, this is a normal offseason, and that was important for us to get to for him. This is a normal offseason, and a very strange year for Senga. Lots of stops and starts, but having a normal offseason is important, and then getting him to a place where we're going to have a normal spring training is also important.
And from a team construction standpoint, do you view him, you're going to use a six-man rotation when he was healthy late in the year if he came back. Do you view him as requiring that moving forward?
I think for him, it's certainly preferential. For an entire starting staff, I think it's preferential. I think, we were able to get Seve extra days of rest throughout the season, and I think that helped him. So there are going to be times over the course of every season I'm here where we go with six starters. There may be times where we're forced to go to five as well, but between off days in your schedule, being able to add a spot start here or there, there are going to be times where we lean on six starters.
Joe?
David, just did you maybe learn anything new this year about Jesse Winker, and what's the interest level on maybe bringing him back?
Yeah, Wink did a great job for us. Was having a really good year in Washington, came over here, adjusted to a little bit of a new role. We asked him to play a little bit more outfield. He did that. When we asked him to DH, he certainly did that. He understood he wasn't going to play against lefties and was ready off the bench when we needed him. I appreciated the fire. I think our fan base appreciated the fire. Absolutely. Another player who contributed to our team and who we'll certainly stay in touch with.
Andrew?
David, you kind of entered spring training with a mission to enter the playoffs. Now, having been to the NLCS, what can you kind of learn about the construction of a team from a run like that and what it'll take to take the next step?
That's interesting. If you look at the four teams that were the final four this year in baseball, all constructed a little differently. And I think if we go back and look at World Series teams over the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years, all constructed a little differently. So what I continue to take to that is there's no one way to construct a championship caliber team. And teams at the beginning of the year, what we think are their strengths, what we think are their weaknesses, can often morph and evolve by the time you get to October. So look, I continue to believe that depth is incredibly important. I continue to believe that you're going to need an army to get through a major league season. We learned this year you need an army to get through a playoff series and a deep postseason run. These are incredibly taxing on players. And so I think it's difficult to take any hard and fast rules by looking at the teams that have gotten deep in the postseason. But, putting rosters that fit well together, having depth, all those things are, I think, are important.
Manny?
Just piggybacking off of Laura's question before, Daniel Nunez, where is he now, and where do you see him fitting with the roster next year? Do you think will he have to compete for his job next season, or do you see him as someone who can slide right into the bullpen?
Yeah, he's progressing well from his PRP. So far, all the results are going well. I think we're looking at kind of getting him off a mound some point in November would be my best guess. And if that goes well, he moves into a pretty normal offseason. And I don't know that I'm ready to commit to anyone firmly holding down a roster spot at this point, but Nooney had a great year and would certainly be a welcome addition to the pen.
Just kind of a big question. Stearns had said that he wanted, not Stearns, sorry, your Stearns. Cohen had mentioned that he wanted the Mets to be the Dodgers of the East. How close are we to that at this point?
Yeah, I'm not concerned about being anyone else. I'm just not. I'm concerned about being the Mets. I'm concerned about creating the best organization we can here for the Mets with an identity that is uniquely New York and uniquely belongs to this franchise. And I think we've started to do that. I think we've got some work still to do, but we set the building blocks in place this year, and I'm proud of that.
Anthony?
With Steve Cohen, there's no bigger Mets fan probably around. Did you find throughout the year that whether it was low times, high times, that there was any kind of emotional part to his decision making, and do you think that will affect the Alonso free agency?
They were all emotional. I mean, I there were emotion parts to me as well. We all want to do really well. It's really difficult to strip away all emotion as you do these things. Certainly, we try to implement processes that help us with that, that keep us honest. But Steve grew up a Met fan. I grew up a Met fan. That's always going to be a part of us.
Mike.
That's always going to be a part of us.
Mike.
David, what did you make of Francisco Alvarez's season, and what areas do you need to see improvement there?
Yeah, look, I think Alvy had a, if we take it in its encapsulation, a nice season for a young catcher in his second year in the big leagues, who we ask a lot of, not only offensively, but from a leadership and game planning perspective. And so I think he's kind of where you would expect him to be from a developmental standpoint for a young budding superstar. And I still think he is. In terms of the growth, I think it's incrementally getting better on both sides of the ball, understanding what opposing pitchers are trying to do to you. And I think he began to understand that as we got towards the end of the year. Behind the plate, being able to slow the game down a little bit, ensuring that we have a full understanding of how we want to attack hitters. And these are very normal developmental goals for young catchers. And I think he's done a tremendous job to get to where he is right now.
Peter? Now that you've had maybe a few days to reflect on the season as a whole, what do you think it is that allowed this team to go on the run that it did, and what do you think it is that maybe prevented it from making that last step?
Yeah, look, I think, first and foremost, we have talented players. And so what allowed us to go on a run is we have talented players who played really well and held themselves accountable. Our coaching staff did a great job of putting them in positions to be successful, continuing to stay positive, and it clicked, and we went on a great run. And look, there are a number of reasons why it ended when it did. I think we probably ran out of gas a little bit. We had pushed our guys really hard from June 1st on because we needed to. Every single game in the regular season mattered, and then clearly every single game in the postseason mattered. And that's part of it. And we also ran into a really, really talented Dodgers team that was playing about as good a baseball as you could play in the six-game stretch where we got them.
Tony?
What is your appetite for exploring longer-term deals with any of your pre-arb guys like Alvarez, Vientos, et cetera?
Yeah, I think we're always open. It takes mutual interest in those types of things, and it takes a level of risk tolerance on both sides. But those are the types of conversations I've explored and deals I've done in previous spots in my career, and I'm certainly open to it.
Laura?
What did you make of Jose Iglesias? Do you feel like the results that he could possibly replicate?
I think Iggy did a great job for us. From coming in as a minor league free agent, not making the team out of camp, having the type of impact he did on our team, like those are the types of things you can't predict. But he did a tremendous job, was a big part of our success this year, and certainly very fortunate that he was there to pick us up.
Last one, Jerry.
Where do you see Jeff McNeil kind of fitting in after a weird year, struggles, and he was really good for a while, then he got hurt, obviously came back for you at the end of the season. Where do you see him fitting in for you guys going forward?
Yeah, I think the great thing about Jeff is he can fit in a variety of places. It's a left-handed bat that can play a bunch of different spots around the field, can play them all at kind of an average or above average level. And that's an exciting piece. So he's the type of guy that makes roster construction a little bit easier because he can fit in a variety of places.
Thank you very much, David.
Thanks.
There's